This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Beth.
And I'm Neil.
I have a confession to make, Neil. I love the hot weather. It's a chance to get outside, maybe get a suntan. But sometimes it gets too hot, even for me.
Yes, depending where in the world you live, you've probably noticed that it's getting hotter year after year. 2023 is the hottest year on record, with heat waves in many countries around the world, even Britain.
When it gets too hot, the human body knows how to cool down. It sweats, passing salty water, called sweat, through the skin to lose heat. But unlike the body, houses don't know how to keep cool. And in hot parts of the world where air conditioning is unavailable or unaffordable, this is a real problem.
In this programme, we'll be hearing about an innovative new idea for keeping houses cool in one of the hottest countries on earth, India. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
But before we hear more about this sweaty subject, I have a question for you, Neil. Living in cities where summer temperatures regularly exceed 45 degrees Celsius, Indians have been finding clever ways to keep their houses cool for over 5,000 years. One of them is called Jali. But what exactly is it? Is Jali A, a tall house designed to reduce sunlight, B, a honeycomb pattern used in windows, or C, a system for spraying cool water?
Well, I guess Jali is B, a honeycomb window pattern.
OK, Neil, we'll find out the answer later in the programme. In May 2022, the temperature in Uttar Pradesh, the largest state in North India, reached 49.2 degrees Celsius. Roshni Devaka is a consultant for the Mahila Housing Trust, an NGO helping poor Indian women to heatproof their houses. These women often work from home while their husbands are out in the heat working on construction sites. Here, Roshni describes a typical house to BBC World Service programme People Fixing the World.
They live in a small one-bedroom house with no windows, no natural ventilation. They don't necessarily have illegal electric connections, and even if they do, they don't have electricity 24 hours a day. There are power cuts, especially in the summer months. Many of them have tin roofs, which of course will really heat up. Health gets affected because their health is affected. Their livelihood gets affected because they're daily wage earners. If you don't work, you don't earn.
Many of the houses have no window, so there's no ventilation. The movement of fresh air around a space. Air conditioning needs electricity, which most families can't afford, and even those who can experience frequent power cuts, periods when the supply of electricity is stopped.
In this heat, sickness is common. Often the men can't work, which is a problem because they are the daily wage earners, someone who earns money on a day-to-day basis, meaning that they will receive no money if they cannot work. families spend most of the day outside in the street, and at night it's still too hot to sleep, even on the roof.
But fortunately, Roshni has been working on a clever, cool roof solution, white paint. Painting reflective anti-solar white paint on the roof can reduce room temperatures by up to 4 degrees. It may not sound like much, but it makes a big difference and allows families to work, cook and even sleep inside. Here's Roshni again, talking with the BBC World Service programme, People Fixing the World.
This has honestly been the most successful of the technologies that we've adopted. We started off by doing it in the city of Ahmedabad, but we've done it across other cities. We've done it in Bangalore, we've done it in Jodhpur. In fact, in Jodhpur, we've done it in an entire slum.
Mahila Housing Trust gets external funding and uses it to subsidize the cost of the paint, meaning communities only end up paying 15 to 20% of the actual price.
Roshni's Housing Trust has been painting houses in cities all over India. In Jodhpur, a city on the edge of the Thar Desert, they painted an entire slum, a poor and crowded area of a city with very bad housing conditions.
What's more, the trust subsidizes the paint, meaning they pay part of the cost, so even the poorest families can afford it. It's a great example of Indians skillfully finding ways of adapting to the heat. A modern version of Jali, you could say. So what was the answer to your question, Beth? Was my idea that Jali is a honeycomb pattern used for windows correct?
It was the correct answer. Jali is a honeycomb design with many small holes set into wooden or stone windows. The small holes keep out the sunlight and cool down the air coming in.
OK, it's time to recap the vocabulary we've learned in this programme, starting with sweat, passing salty water through the skin to stay cool.
Ventilation is the movement of fresh air.
A power cut is an interruption in the supply of electricity.
A daily wage earner is a worker who earns money on a day-to-day basis.
A slum is a very poor and crowded area of a city.
And finally, if you subsidise something, you pay part of its cost. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.